For the past 47 days, we've been inching our way toward Pentecost, the great feast where we expectantly await a sweet, refreshing, new outpouring of the Holy Spirit on our church and on our world. However, with only 3 days to go, I thought perhaps I should inject a slight corrective note into the way we usually think about this feast. After all, the readings we'll hear on Pentecost might mislead you to believe that this is a feast charged with frenzied activity, that the advent of the Holy Spirit is meant to dynamize the church, to catapult us into high gear. The first reading says, "When the day of Pentecost had come, suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and the disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages, preaching the good news about the kingdom of God." Now there's a call to action. Get out and preach the good news. Then in the second reading, St. Paul goads the Corinthians, "To each of you the gift of the Spirit has been given for some purpose. There are different forms of service, but it's the same God who produces these works in you." There's the apostle rousing them to action. Roll up your sleeves and get busy building God's kingdom on earth. But it seems to me that there's a step prior to those Spirit-led activities, and that prior step is also a gift of the Holy Spirit. It's the gift of stopping to listen. Although it isn't a reading ordinarily associated with Pentecost, I find captivating that story of Solomon as he begins his reign as King of Israel. You might remember that he came to this challenging role rather unexpectedly. After all, he had three older brothers, Amnon, Absalom, and Adonijah, all of whom went untimely to their graves. Inexperienced and unprepared, Solomon is racked with anxiety about his own suitability. At that moment, God appears to him in a dream and reassures him, "Whatever you ask for, I will give it to you." Solomon could have asked for riches or power or military prowess. All would have served him well. Instead, he requested something far more precious and more difficult to achieve. He answered, "Lord, give me a lav shomea." Most Bibles translate that as, "Give me an understanding heart." But literally, a lav shomea is a listening heart. And for me, that's the most valuable gift of the Holy Spirit, a heart that knows how to listen. Unfortunately, that's not a gift that's easy for us to receive. Let's face it, you and I are immersed in a world of images. We spend our lives in front of screens, computers, iPhones, televisions, and video games. We are more accustomed to looking than to listening. We get so focused on the visual that we sometimes forget about the aural. We are so engrossed with what we see that we miss out on what we hear. Have you ever watched the Jewish people praying the Shema, that prayer that serves as the centerpiece of both their morning and evening prayer? Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. As they begin to recite that prayer, they reverently cover their eyes with one hand. It's a way of embodying their desire to turn away from the many visual distractions of life and to listen intently to God. And that, it seems to me, is the first gift of the Holy Spirit, drawing us into that peaceful place where we can simply listen. But what is it that we want to listen to? Perhaps you recall the words from Kathy's song by Simon and Garfunkel.
I hear the drizzle of the rain, like a memory it falls, soft and warm comes continuing, tapping on my roof and walls.
When was the last time you stopped to listen to the drizzle of the rain? When was the last time you paused to listen to the world? What did it sound like? What did you hear? These days, so blessedly free of so much ambient noise, afford a perfect opportunity to stop and listen to the world. But keep in mind the example of Solomon. It's not just with the ears that we hear, it's also with the heart. To listen deeply means simply allowing ourselves to float on the sounds we hear, not yet responding or judging or evaluating, but just listening. To truly listen is to be open to the possibility of being moved by what we hear. Because if we listen intently, we'll hear more than mere chirping of birds and rustling of leaves. Eventually, if we're quiet enough, we'll also hear the cries of our sisters and brothers, and their cries will urge us to stop and listen even more. Because only if we listen to them and to God will we learn how to build that better world of justice and peace that God has always longed for. That's the gift the Holy Spirit holds out for us this Pentecost, to listen keenly to the world, to one another, and to ourselves. When we listen that way, we'll surely hear the voice of God. But don't wait for Pentecost. Why not try it today? Take 3 minutes. Perhaps cover your eyes with one hand, as our Jewish sisters and brothers do, and simply take in whatever is happening around you. And then do it again sometime later in the day. By Pentecost, perhaps you'll be able to sustain that exercise for 5 minutes rather than 3. Start by asking God to train your ears and your heart so that you might begin to hear what God yearns for you to hear. If you'd like to see a brief, joyful YouTube video of Jews praying the Shema and covering their eyes, I append a link to the written version of this homily. May God bless you and give you health.